If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios. Powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station. This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Fourth and final hour here on WEEI Afternoons. Before we get to the drive, we got to get to some phone calls. We got to get to the text line. Stiz, I think they're calling you out. Wow. This is a 508. Wow, can tell you three are all liberals. Clear as a window.
Wow, I don't know how I feel about that. But also, Andy, happy January 6th. I know you celebrate, so.
Oh, yeah. Did you get the invite to Andy's cookout later?
Oh, big bash tonight.
I am going out tonight, actually. Not to celebrate that.
So boom, boom, shrimp?
Maybe. It's actually on the menu at the place where I'm going, so I may get some
insurrection
boom.
Salad?
No, we're not doing that. We're not making any more of those, but... Yeah, apparently we're all liberals. Is that why I'm going to be charged for driving to work soon? They're going to be charging me per the mile to get to work?
Yeah, you are screwed if that's the case.
God, I hope that doesn't happen because, I'll be gone.
You and your hour and a half commute are going to have a good time on a bike.
Yeah, that's not going to go great. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Sam in Providence has a thought on the whole May Stafford situation. What's up, Sam?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. First time, long time. Hope you guys are well. I want to get your thoughts on something that I haven't heard talked about yet. So obviously with Stafford, there's a lot of, his numbers at the 1 yard line. I think heading into the week, he had 11 TDs from the one. If you guys recall, in the first quarter, when we were at the goal line, Ramondre Stevenson took the direct snap out of the shotgun and then ran it in for a touchdown with Drake May out wide.
Yep.
Do we think that was in any way like a shot at Stafford? Like, hey, you know, I don't need to take, stat pad from the 1 yard line, whatnot.
Ooh, Sam, thanks for the call. And not the Josh McDaniels, the whole offense is in on it. We're making a point. Ooh, I like where Sam's head's at.
Meanwhile, the Rams are just chucking up touchdown passes, right and left.
Stat padding.
I like the conspiracy theory. My feeling is Fitzy. I thought Josh the last couple weeks was running plays that were not necessary, flea flickers. Wildcat, quarterback draws, and to just put a lot of stuff on film so the Chargers have to go, crap. Have you seen what they've been doing lately? Like, do we gotta waste time preparing them for these plays that he's never going to run against them, right? So I think that's more why they were doing plays like that. But that's my two cents, Fitzy. What's your thoughts?
I feel the exact same way, Ted. I honestly think that later in the season, as opposed to, let's make sure that we can, you know, do a little Matt Stat Padford for Drake May to keep him in the MVP discussion. He put a lot of things on tape. to just try to confuse defensive coordinators, full well knowing they were heading with a full head of steam to the playoffs and keep guys guessing. So a little flea flicker here, a little Drake and the Wildcat over there. That I think stuff like that does a great job of just muddying an opposing defensive coordinator's idea as to what this Patriots offense, which is a game plan attack, is or will be.
I'm glad you brought up the flea flicker, Fitzy. I knew that was going to be tough to say. That's why I had to slow it down a little bit.
An Efton Chisholm flea flicker.
But the flea was better than the flicker. And that was as well executed a flea flicker as I've seen. And the trust that Travion Henderson had in the line, because he kind of went up, then he kind of did a little casual left jump cut, then kind of turned
most
and pitched
running backs,
it.
It's like hot potato. They can't get rid. They can't wait to get rid of that ball.
It was I've never seen it done like that. And I'll be honest with Travion Henderson. I don't know that I would do it like that too many times, because I think you'll get killed sooner or later if you do it like that. But that was a fun flicker.
Yeah.
So you liked those? The what he's done the last couple weeks, kind of, you know, food for thought for Harbaugh's team.
Yeah, I mean, so do you remember the he's run two quarterback design runs in the red zone all season long. Mm-hmm. Remember how we were asking, when are we going to see
yes.
it? And it was in the first half of the Bills game.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't seen him since. You didn't see him before. But they're out there. Does a defensive coordinator go, you know what, we should probably prepare? They only did it twice all season.
Right.
But I think Josh does stuff like that because you didn't need to run a flea flicker there, right, Fitzy? You didn't. Mm-mm. I mean, you're winning the game. I mean, the double pass a few weeks ago. Did you have to? No, but it's like, oh, crap. You know, they've run a double pass. They've run the flea flicker. They've run the quarterback design runs.
Wildcat.
Do we got to prepare for all? They've run wide receivers out of the backfield for corner routes. Do we need to prepare for all that? We better. Because what was interesting, you guys, is that they executed all of them perfectly.
Yep.
And so it's like they've been practicing those plays all season long, when I can't imagine that they have. But it just puts more on the plate for the defensive coordinators. And you just go, crap, we got a lot to cover.
Because sometimes you hear, and I heard Edelman talk about this on his podcast maybe a month ago, the famous double pass against the Ravens. And he was like, we'd had that in since week two. We'd been working on it since week two. We just never had the opportunity or reason to use it. We needed it coming back against the Ravens. Whereas these are things they've worked on, and they've put them out there for teams to see, quote unquote, put it on tape for teams to see. It'll be interesting. It was definitely an interesting performance offensively. The one play I wouldn't really like to see again, was it 4th-and-1 where they ran Henderson wide to the left and he got squashed like a bug? Mm-hmm. And I know it's cliche. When it's 4th-and-1, run forward. Be moving forward. Don't be moving wide or backwards or any of those things.
Yeah.
Don't give people like Ted Johnson time to diagnose it and chase you down. Run right at him and get the inches and yards that you need right away. But Stiz, it is 5:09:14. That means it's time for the drive.
This is the drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep.
Top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
This drive home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So the MVP situation, I'm going to call it a situation here, because we have the more deserving candidate, Drake May, the young candidate, and then we have the old has-been wannabe career achievement candidate in Matthew Stafford. The votes are in. The 50 voters have had to actually put their votes in. Again, they vote for 5 people. So all of them are actually voting for both of these guys. Just to be clear, it's where you put them in order, 1, 2, 3, and you're going to be voting for 3 other guys. Ted Johnson, we've asked a lot of people, and we're going to hear from some of those answers, but I don't believe we've gotten your answer on 2 questions.
Yep.
Should Drake May be the MVP? And more importantly, will he be the MVP?
I think he should be, yes. I could, make my case real quick.
Sure.
Look, I think it is a factor who he's played with.
Yeah.
I think he has raised the level of the players he's playing with. If we were to have to tell you how we graded the skill players for the Rams before the season versus the skilled players for the Patriots before the season started, would it Well, how would you rate those two skill positions? Would you rate the Rams top 10, top 5?
Top 10 to top 3rd, Patriots bottom 10 to bottom 3rd.
Yeah, so so that to me is a huge one. The wins, more wins, big one. And then I think, you know, you want to make the soft schedule. I like how Barnwell looks at it. It's just because teams are losing doesn't mean the defenses that Drake Mays had to face have been bad.
Right.
For example, the Cleveland Browns.
Right? Miles Garrett, five
Miles
sacks.
Garrett, the secondary for the Bills. There are defensive units that, even though they're on bad teams, have really good defenses that Drake has had to play against. So, I just, to me, he's just, it's more impressive. The touchdowns, I don't find as impressive as everybody just references his touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? And if you listen to Hoyer, he'll probably tell you a 1 yard touchdown throw is hard to make. Please, are you kidding me? Give me a break. When you scheme up like Sean McVay schemes up, it's not that hard, especially when you have the players that they have. So to me, it's really not that much of a debate. I don't think it's that much of a debate. I really don't.
So do you get into the whole, because a popular one is either the idea if you removed the players from the teams or if you swapped
that
them.
One.
If you put Drake May on the Rams and Stafford on the Patriots, what would happen?
I don't think Stafford would be as good. I think he likes a couple guys, you know. I don't think he likes spreading the ball around.
He doesn't
changing
run.
Changing the gameplay.
He's got a bad back now.
Minus 2 yards. That's another thing. I mean, how many rushing yards does Drake have?
Yep, 400 and change.
It's incredible. And then you get to the, if you want to really get down to it.
Let's do it.
Real quick, here we go. The Patriots this year have the best offense by EPA per play. They were 27 last year. This year, they have the best passer rating in the NFL, number one. Number one in QBR this year. Number one in pass per EPA this year. Number one in EPA in dropbacks. Number one in yards per attempt. Number one in completion percentage. Highest in Pat's history. Sixth best in the NFL history. Led the NFL, Drake May, with 76 first downs or on TDs this season versus pressure. The only player that had more than 60, and he had 76. First QB to maybe ever win the MVP with zero players making it to the Pro Bowl on offense for that team. I mean, it's number one here, number one, best in the history. It's on and on and on. I'm sorry, if you're just going to reference touchdowns, that's literally touchdowns. Okay. Right, that's nice, but how many of them were on the 1 yard line? Which I'm sorry, they're not the hardest throws to make on the 1 yard line. Please.
And there's also another talking point is that historically, to win the MVP, you're a 1 or a 2 seed. Your team is a 1 or a 2 seed. They are not. As I said, they're a 5 seed. They're playing on the road against the Panthers, a losing football team. So they're certainly. It's an interesting topic. It is a fun topic because each person brings their own criteria to the process.
Can I just say another thing? The coaching, Sean McVay's system is a tried and true system. What is the system for Drake May that he runs? Do we know? It changes week to week.
Josh McDaniels, baby. My buddy.
All the coaches that coach with Sean McVay, their offensive coordinators, go on to be head coaches and make a lot of money. Quarterbacks go there, they get rehabilitated, and then they go make big money. Okay,
yeah.
Baker Mayfield, my man there in Detroit. So the system is just as impressive as the quarterback, Matt Stafford. So Drake May, to me, it's just more impressive what he's doing here. I don't even think it's that close. I really don't.
Okay, so we got Ted's thoughts. Fitzy and I have weighed in. I weighed in with my gambling app. I chickened out. I had Drake May to win the MVP. I took the cash out on Sunday when the cash out was dropping as Stafford threw touchdowns and Drake didn't. I took the odds.
Weak sauce.
Yeah, it's a little bit weak. But he threatened me when he said he was tough to knock on his can. So I felt like I needed to cash out and get my money. But no, I was just following the money. Matthew Stafford is the significant favorite right now. He is minus money. Drake is plus money. Like, it just... The gamblers believe that it's going to be Matthew Stafford.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's where... And
that's not fair, and that's not right. That's sad. That's unfortunate.
All right, so we talked...
And that's kind of weak. that's by you a little bit. Like, I just, you know, does Drake know that you took money out against him?
I don't think that's something I need to share
with you. You won't tell him next week.
Yeah. I don't think I will.
Fitz, so you might have to make that, let him know.
I'll let him know someone else was buying up all of his sports cards for his kids as an investor and a believer in his greatness.
Attaboy.
But, one of us had a $5 bet on, you know, Draft Duel.
That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, just didn't believe in him. Ultimately, did not believe in him.
No, it's the process I didn't believe in. It's got nothing to do with Drake. It's the process that was going to let me down. Dan Ball?
So I'll usually screen the call before, so I kind of get a temperature of, you know, how good Drake's feeling, if he's going to be, you know, up
good
for the questions. Yeah. So let me workshop this real quick. Hey, Drake, Dan with WEEI Afternoons. You got Andy and Fitzy this week, and Andy decided not to bet on you for the MVP after betting on you 17 weeks ago. I'll put you on hold.
Wow. Interesting.
I like that.
All right. I took the money and I ran. What do you want me to do? 617-779-7937. Let's go to Coach in New Hampshire. He has a thought on the MVP.
Hey,
what's up, Coach?
Yes, I do. Andy, good luck with that bet and dealing with Drake. But anyway, you guys have all hit some great bullet points. I wanted to add a few more to make my case. If Matthew Stafford was on a Ram team last year that had won four games, if he was on a Ram team that had 26 new football players, that had started five rookies, two on the offensive line, that mainly played outdoors, not indoors like him. I just think there's a lot here. I think that the one big point that's being overlooked is, what did Drake May do to a really poor team with a terrible roster from the year before? And that's what I want to say. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for the call, Coach.
I mean, these are excellent points that nobody. Those are great points. You play indoors. You play on a team that has established players in a system with the coach that's been there. You have a new coach. So many new players. Coach just mentioned, I mean, 2/3 of this team is brand new.
Oh, yeah. And he brought it all together. It took a week. We criticized him for a week that, he doesn't like his coordinator. There's too much on his plate. He's playing scared. That lasted a week. And then the traditional 16-game season that came after that, he kicked ass and he took names, and there were very few mistakes, and there were a lot of big plays. Now, it's weird because it almost feels like we think it's so obvious our way here in New England, Drake May supporters. And then it's almost like the people that are on the Stafford side, the Dan Orlovskys of the world and others, think it's so obvious the other way. Oh, it's Stafford. Like, they almost scoff at it. Like, Schlereth scoffed at us. Like, he thinks Stafford is going to win it. And it's so funny that both of us feel so strongly about our polarizing opinions.
But doesn't it feels like a little bit to me, Fitzy, that these are guys, again, that they don't follow a team every day. Mm-mm. And so, I mean, it sounds like homerish coming from us. But if you watch this team every day like we do, I think you would feel differently.
Yeah, it's sort of like a reverse on what we were talking about in the summer when we all dialed back our predictions for the team. Ted went from 10 to 8. Andy went from 8 or 9 to 7. We're all eating a little humble pie right now, obviously, because they went 14-3. Because we felt like, hey, we're watching them every day. They don't look that good. They look like they're just coming together. They look like they don't know each other. We can't expect this kind of seismic growth. And now people are basing their current evaluation off of old predictions, and they're not watching the team on a daily basis to see just how evolved and just how dynamic and diversified they are, Ted.
Yep. So, guys, we can get back to the Drake May MVP situation. We have a little breaking news here.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program. This is breaking news.
So the coach of the Baltimore Ravens for the last 18 seasons.
No way.
No longer.
Wow.
John Harbaugh is out with the Ravens. According to Schefter, and this goes without saying, I feel like he's expected to be a top candidate for the other openings
big time.
Around the NFL. But John Harbaugh lost on a missed field goal. That field goal goes through, and he's preparing for a playoff game right now. Instead, he's out.
He lost because he didn't play maybe Derrick Henry in the final two drives.
Maybe that got him. Could that have gotten him fired?
Yeah.
Because I said at the time it was a fireable offense. Yeah. That was one of the worst things I've ever seen. And then the only thing that made it worse was the next day, the weird talking about it, explaining
not having
it.
A good explanation for
nothing.
It.
He had nothing.
And it felt like when they asked Lamar Jackson after this last game what he thought about, you know, Harbaugh being the coach, he didn't really support Harbaugh. I think it was either kind of either Lamar's got to go or Harbaugh's got to go, but the two couldn't coexist anymore.
That is,
we know who just went, and we know who's going to be. Boy, Andy, name it: yep. Falcons, Raiders, everywhere, Giants. Yeah.
Well, that just made, for me, two teams really interesting because John Harbaugh's, whatever you think of him, I think he's overrated. But he's had really good teams for a really long time, and he won a Super Bowl. Okay, so that makes whatever team he goes to really interesting. Yeah. Also makes the Ravens very interesting. You have an MVP quarterback. You have an elite running back. Whoever takes that job, those are two really interesting jobs.
Can we, real quick, and people want to weigh in on this. I don't know if we got the sound from Lamar after the game. He was asked basically about the future of John Harbaugh, and this is what he had to say.
You asking me about next year, Jameson. Like, I'm so caught up in...
Okay, we can't really. It's too low.
I can't focus on that right now. Okay. I just told you. Like, he asked me, are you stunned? I'm stunned right now. I'm still trying to process what's going on. Like, okay. I know we lost, but what the... Like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What's up? All
right. Okay, that was hard to hear.
Yeah.
But I bet they go offensive-minded coach in Baltimore.
But it's interesting.
That's what they do.
Because an offensive-minded coach, that is not a traditional quarterback, and there's some, what is Lamar? But I think that's a shift in the – we were talking about Tomlin and Harbaugh with one of those long-standing – because I think they're the two longest-tenured coaches, and now one of them's out. And I don't know if Tomlin might – everybody's saying that Tomlin has his eye on a TV job. Florio reported he has the deal done. If he chooses to leave Pittsburgh, he already has a cushy TV deal set up, ready to go. So it's interesting. But in case you missed it, John Harbaugh is out in Baltimore, no longer the head coach of the Ravens after 18 seasons. 617-779-7937 if you want to react to that, if you want to chime in on the Drake May MVP situation.
A lot of people do.
Lines are loaded, so your phone calls next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Bruins conclude their 5-game road trip tonight when they visit the Seattle Kraken. Puck drop is at 10 p.m. The Bees have won their last two games. They hold a record of 22-18-2 and currently sit 3 points out of the final wild card spot in the East. The Celtics beat the Chicago Bulls last night at TD Garden. The final score was 115-101. Anthony Simons led all players with 27 points, while Peyton Pritchard chipped in 21. With the win, the Celtics improved to 23-12 and moved into second place in the Eastern Conference, a half game ahead of the New York Knicks. Boston plays game two of their 4-game homestand tomorrow night against Denver. Patriots players were off today. New England begins their playoff run this Sunday at 8 o'clock at Gillette when they host the Los Angeles Chargers in the NFL's wild card round. From around the NFL, new within the hour per ESPN's Adam Schefter, John Harbaugh has been fired by the Ravens after 18 seasons at the helm in Baltimore. The Cowboys fire defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus. Dallas begins the search for their fourth different defensive coordinator over the past four seasons. The Commanders and offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury mutually agreed to part ways after he met with head coach Dan Quinn. Meanwhile, the team also fired defensive coordinator Joe Witt Jr. And former Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski currently is expected to speak with the Falcons, the Giants, and the Titans about their head coaching vacancies. In Red Sox news, the team and right-handed pitcher Carter Crawford avoided arbitration with a $2.75 million deal for this upcoming season. Crawford did not pitch this past year. He had a 4.36 ERA in 33 starts in 2024. And finally, tonight, Boston College basketball welcomes NC State to Conti Forum. Tip-off is at 9 p.m. Coverage over on WEEI 8:50 a.m. begins at 8:45. The Eagles are 6-2 at home so far this season. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Back here in WEEI Afternoons, ironically, we were going to had penciled in here the rankings of the coaches in the AFC that are currently in the playoffs. We'll get to that.
I don't say.
We'll tomorrow. Talk to that at some point. But we do have some breaking news, and we've elicited this little debate here about Drake May. Drake May or Stafford for MVP, that's on the table. Also, John Harbaugh, no longer the coach of the Baltimore Ravens. So Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry and company will have a new head coach heading into the 2026 season after... It was a disappointing season for them. It just was, right? They were supposed to be a Super Bowl contender and really didn't beat any good teams. And Lamar was hurt and the defense was hurt. And it just, the wheels kind of fell off. But my guess is if he wants to, John Harbaugh will be a head coach in the National Football League next year with some team. One of these vacancies will be filled by him. 617-779-7937. Let's go down to, let's go to Rhode Island. Let's talk to Pete in Rhode Island. What's up, Pete?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Yeah, the thing about May against Stafford is rushing. He gets all these yards, first downs, touchdowns from rushing. Stafford has nothing. And Lamar Jackson won an MVP because of his rushing. That's what I got to say.
All right, thanks for the call, Pete. Short, sweet, to the point. Yeah, I don't think people do add in the total yards and the total touchdowns enough. It doesn't get him to 46, but it is part of his story and his production, mm-hmm. right? Part of the reason he's good and part of the reason the Patriots are good is he can run when he needs to run and score when he needs to score with his legs.
I loved, just look at the last game he had with his legs, okay? He had five rush attempts, all scrambles, for 41 yards. And you go, okay, well, what's so big about that? It was three of those attempts were for first downs.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're seeing him do is the teams, the way that they are stopping Drake's passing game is they're playing two high safeties and they're playing man-to-man. And so Drake doesn't have anywhere to go with the football down the field, but yet there's only four rushers, so he has a lane to run through. So he's taken off running and at the appropriate time, and he's smart when he does run. So it's like perfect. Like, you want a quarterback that can every now and then rush for a first down because they have it covered. You know, what would Matt Stafford have to do? Throw it out of bounds. Mm-hmm. But Drake can at least run, Fitzy, for that first down, which is a huge, huge weapon. So when he does run with the football, he's not careless, and he's doing it for a purpose and for a reason.
Yeah, but how many years has he been doing it for, Ted? How many different franchises has he done that for? You know, how much do so many other quarterbacks and coaches around the league admire him for this? How beloved is Drake May for that? Like, it's so, again, why on earth does any of this go beyond Matt Stafford's team was super good last year and Drake May's team was a Timu? I don't understand how people don't see what a difference one guy can make on a team that's ready for Super Bowl and a team that is ready for crap.
This is a squirrel moment. We'll get back to your phone calls and the MVP and all that in a second, but it just hit me. There's now, I believe, 7 openings in the National Football League.
That's correct.
So let's just throw a couple sexy names out there. The more the openings pile up, you know, the musical chairs, enough jobs, seats, men.
Belichick to Baltimore, book it.
Stiz, I'm going to need you to approach your microphone. 7 openings. Does your boy Bill Belichick get one of those openings?
I have faith. I have faith. Listen, no, how about this? I won't even jump all the way out the window and say, yes, he's definitely. I guarantee it that he's at least being considered.
Well, let me tell you, you know who recommended John Harbaugh to the Ravens when they hired him? Bill Belichick. And I know he has a good relationship with, I believe it's Steve Bisciotti.
I think that's right.
I'm just throwing that out there. Remember, Bill, there was always
Lamar. Also, you recommended Joe Judge.
I know. I'm just saying. I wonder, could Bill also?
Naval Academy and adjacent with Annapolis.
You know what Baltimore is also adjacent to? Washington, where the offensive coordinator of the Commanders just mutually parted ways with his team. Offensive team, offensive coach, Nair. But I'm just throwing that out there. And I want to throw one more name out there before Dan Ball pipes in because he's itching at the microphone behind the glass. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Josh McDaniels.
No way.
Supposedly, he wants athletic quarterbacks. He likes athletic quarterbacks. He's a young guy. Marry him up with Lamar for the next great.
You know what? Go.
15.
Go.
Whoa.
I want it. Go. You know, just go. Lane Kiffin, go.
Zero chance.
Go ahead, bro.
Zero
chance.
We
don't want you anyway, man.
Okay.
That's how I look at it. Go. Zero don't chance. Never have him back. Don't ever go.
You don't want a
Donald,
fourth?
Donald Trump will build a spaceport in the backyard of the White House before Josh McDaniels leaves to coach the Ravens or the Commanders.
I'm gonna predict, Dan Ball, Bill Belichick is tied to the Ravens at some point by somebody.
Josine Anderson in the ENN. Happened?
Yeah,
because
it happened already.
Because he's tight with the owner. It'll come. He's tight with the owner. And Ozzie's retired, but I think Ozzie Newsome is still a emeritus president of the Ravens. And obviously, Ozzie and Bill go way back to Cleveland.
Yes, of course.
I don't know if it'll be legitimate, and I'm not saying he gets the job, but I bet you.
Will Bill, he get an interview?
Yes. It'll be informal. It'll be informal.
Oh, yes. In the dark, in the shadows.
It'll be one of those there's a grayness to it.
Yeah,
until
months later, we'll find out.
But he's going to be tied to that job. Yes, Dan Ball?
Make sure. So, turn on Tom Pelissero's notifications because he was the one who did the in the dark of night. He will simply be the coach. He always has been the coach. So, your openings, Ravens, Giants, Titans, Falcons, Cardinals, Browns, and Raiders. There are some ugly openings right now in the NFL.
What's the best? Rate those.
I think the best might have just availed itself.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's got to be Baltimore.
I think it's Baltimore by a considerable margin. Andy, was it you yesterday that argued for the Cardinals to be the worst?
Yeah, because you have the Kyler Murray. Are you getting rid of him? It's also a notoriously cheap organization like the Bengals where there's weird issues with, like, what do you always say, lunch payroll deduct or something? Like weird things like that.
Right.
And they have to make a decision. Are they just going to eat the dead money with Kyler Murray, move on from him? Who's your quarterback? I think Baltimore is the best job. They started the year as the favorite for the Super Bowl, and they have Lamar Jackson, who you assume will be back to being Lamar Jackson next year.
But I don't hate that Falcons gig, though.
Do you like Penix coming off yet another ACL? That's Penix.
You have a legitimate defense. You've got Bijan and you've got Drake London. Like,
you do have
some building blocks.
Bijan's the best player in the NFL right now, and potentially.
What about
so.
The Giants? I mean, it's the brand, the name, the city,
Jackson,
the ownership.
Dart.
Dart
Jackson
neighbors, Dart. And oh, you got the creatine twins there with Jackson Dart and Scadaboo.
Yeah, you got Scadaboo who can't walk and Dart who can't think, basically. Like, he's had, like, he's been to the tent, like, five times this year.
But Lamar, let's face it, if we're being honest, he's kind of, his best days are behind him.
Probably, but his not best days are probably still pretty good.
And I just think of the logo, the brand, it's the Giants. I mean, that's a historically
great
franchise.
That's how Bill looks at it. Yeah, historically great, recently stink.
Okay. All right.
They also brought their GM, Joe Shane, back to lead the search,
too.
Which would scare me a little bit because
that's terrifying.
If they suck again, I mean, are you going to run it back again with a guy who hasn't won more than four games?
The Giants are going to have problems getting good candidates, baby, kind of like the Falcons did because of Terry Fontenot.
Yep.
Or because of the Jaguars with the guy that used to be there forever. Nobody wanted to go be the coach because the general managers had all the power.
Yeah, the Giants are in that weird one-year-off thing where they fired the coach. They're going to hire one. And then next year, they're probably going to fire Schoen,
the manager,
and then you get in that weird,
like the Titans did.
Yeah, and you're just like off. Like, that doesn't work. No. If you want to blow it, either you have a GM you trust for the long time.
It worked here, though.
Or blow it up. Well, you know, stuff happens. You know what the answer to that is? Drake May. You find the quarterback and all these stupid details fall into place. Yeah. You don't, and you're in trouble. 617-779-7937. Fitzy, I don't know if we'll talk to him late on Sunday or early on Monday, but our buddy Jake in Australia calling in. What's up, Jake?
There he is. Hello, Jake.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That Harbaugh threw me. I literally got put on hold, and that was the breaking news, and I'm sort of like, oh. All right, shouldn't have rested Derrick Henry and made a few more Super Bowls in the last 18 years, but here he is.
Absolutely, absolutely. Jake, do you think Drake May is going to be the MVP?
I've got a take on this one.
Ooh.
He definitely deserves to be MVP, but I'd rather him not win and get to the Super Bowl and rub it in Stafford's face saying, I'm in the Super Bowl and you didn't make it.
All right, thanks for the call, Drake.
Okay, no los dos.
It is either 9:30, 8:09, or 6:30 in the morning, wherever Jake is in Australia. I had to look
Christmas.
That up. Just so you know, you can do both. You can win the MVP and the Super Bowl.
Yes.
It has happened nine times.
So we had a texter. I don't know if I can find it. I read it earlier. The 603, is Drake the kind of person who could take an MVP snub and use it as fuel like Brady? The only problem is he won't get snubbed until Super Bowl week. We don't find out until
the
honors.
Before, right?
I wish he found out today. Is he the type of person that could turn this into something if he found out today?
Oh, yeah.
If the votes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the killer we were talking about earlier.
He's a silent
scorched
killer.
Earth on the rest of the league and all of those things. The problem is he'd have to be in the Super Bowl to go scorched earth. Like, he has to already win in the playoffs in advance. And
He's got some angry Chargers to deal with Sunday night first, one at a time for me.
617-779-7937. Let's go to Tim in Hanover as a thought on Drake May and the MVP. What's up, Tim?
Gentlemen, love you always. Hey, I just want to say, man, it will be a shame if May doesn't win that trophy. Reason why? He's done all this with lesser. I know the guys are all playing great. I tell you what, I'm so excited for the future because I tell you what, once we start getting a few number ones, if they spend and do great in the draft, these guys are going to be just around for like the next 5-6 years, always going towards the Super Bowl. I guarantee you.
Thanks for the call, Tim. We're going to get into that because I think that is a prevailing mentality in Patriot Nation that I'm against. Enjoy the now. Be where your feet are. You're in the playoffs. Drake May is awesome, and the team is better than you thought it would be. And I would tell you, just look at Washington. Washington had grand plans for the next year, 2 years, 3 years. We got the offense. We got the quarterback. We're adding to it. We got a left tackle, right? Mm-hmm. We brought in a Debo. We're going to be so good, and they're not so good. And all of a sudden, your quarterback is hurt, and all of a sudden, you're moving on from your offensive coach and a new scheme. Mm-hmm. And you got to enjoy it while you can, and Drake May and company, hopefully they take advantage of the situation they're in because that long-term mentality – You know, what is it? God, you know, man plans and God laughs. Like, oh, you have this great plan for 5 years. Well, God might have other plans, and all of a sudden you're not as good as you think you are, and things don't work out as well as this year. Let's squeeze in another phone call. 617-779-7937. Jason in Maine. What's up, Jason?
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Good, man.
Good. Love the show. Hey, so my only issue is, so all year long, all you ever hear about is running backs, yards from scrimmage. They include the receiving and the rushing,
yeah,
which is fine. Why don't they do it with quarterbacks? So everyone's sitting there bitching because Drake May only had one 300-yard passing game. But if you account for his rushing yards, how many 300-yard games would he have had? You know what I mean? He'd be up there close to Stafford. I mean, you got to include all aspects of it. You can't just pick and choose what fits these people's narrative. I mean, there should be some criteria that these voters have to go by. It shouldn't just be a lifetime achievement award. But that's my only gripe, really. I hope you all have a good one, and I'll talk to you later.
That's a good point.
Thanks, Jason. Yeah, they do pick and choose, because this has been a topic in recent years with Josh Allen. We have no idea.
We have no idea what their criteria
is. But publicly, when things are promoted, what people tend to... Because Dan Orlovsky came up with some cockamamie touchdowns thrown against teams that won 11 games or something.
Damn.
What the hell is that?
I'm a little bit surprised that Orlovsky, who played the position, is so heavily
too close.
Leaning towards Stafford.
That's
this.
His boy. He's too close. Yeah. Too close. They share an agent. They're boys.
Yeah,
he backed
right.
him up.
You're right.
This proves that, you know, everybody has biases, and it's okay. Just take what he serves with the knowledge
with
of...
grain of salt.
Yeah, how no he's serving it. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls as people call in. John Harbaugh is out in Baltimore. Could he be in Vegas with Tom Brady? Could he be in Cleveland? Wouldn't that make the AFC North fun if he jumped ship from Baltimore to Cleveland? Who knows where he could be, but the coaching carousel is spinning. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we finish things out with odds and ends and some audio from Snoop Dogg that you absolutely need to hear.
Oh, is a snake in the front yard.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons, time now for Odds and Ends, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate now at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K to donate your car today. I do love in the read that where it says that's cars with a K, it's actually spelled with a K. It makes it all come together nicely. But as I said, Snoop Dogg, we've heard various things. Fitzy, what was the... Remember when Snoop Dogg was doing, like, equestrian at the Olympics? Was that the thing back years ago where he was doing a little play-by-play of equestrian? And people were like,
oh,
wow.
Man, I don't remember that, but that sounds like something I need to YouTube deep dive ASAP.
Yeah, and it went down the road, Dan Ball, of, like, Snoop Dogg could narrate anything, and we're interested. Kind of like Aqib Talib. We used to say that about him at his locker, like, post-game. He can talk about anything. It's entertaining. It's funny. But Dan Ball, do you remember the equestrian?
Yeah, I believe it was Snoop Dogg and Kevin Hart simulcast of the Olympics at some point where he was doing that. And he was saying that the horse was crip walk and it was a whole thing. But yeah, it was very entertaining.
So now we have a little more traditional sporting event. We have Steve Kerr, coach of the Warriors, being ejected. And we have some audio, apparently, I've been told, I have to hear of Snoop Dogg doing the play-by-play.
Uh-oh, Steve, don't get thrown out. Get him out of there. Get him out of there. Back him up. Back him up, GP. Back him up, Steve. Ready to fire
him. He's already gone.
Steve banging Inglewood right now. Inglewood, get him, Steve.
That is tremendous.
That was amazing.
That is... I feel like that's a throwback to the old days. Like, that's how Johnny Most would have handled that. Like, oh, my God, he's going to throw it out. Like, forget the, no offense to you, Dan Ball, forget the, like, Syracuse Quinnipiac School of Broadcasting. This is just raw emotion and a guy calling it like he sees it, and he is a very unique guy. But, yeah, Snoop Dogg, I think Snoop Dogg's doing more and more of this. Did I read that? He's doing more basketball? Like, this is now a regular thing? Like, that guy has a... Ted, have you crossed paths with him? I mean, he's been at a bunch of Patriots Super Bowls.
Yes, because he was good friends with Willie Mack, and I don't know if he still is, but he was the most popular guy after we won our Super Bowl in 2001, the post-game party. I mean, I went up to him, I'm like, Snoop, my name's Ted Johnson, can I get a picture? Let's go, TJ! Yeah, you know, and I got a great picture with Snoop, great guy.
Well,
also, he did the Olympics. I mean,
in my opinion,
he's got range.
He might have the most interesting career of anybody on the planet. Because he was,
Martha
no disrespect,
Stewart,
like, he was like a gangster. Five. He was like a guy in Compton and out there.
He beat a murder case at the beginning of his career. He had a murder case.
Murder was the case that they gave him.
And that, and then the rapper, and then next you got him around the NFL and teams, and you're seeing him more.
Martha Stewart's his best friend.
Martha Stewart is his best friend, and they joke about the brownies they make and what they put in the brownies that they make. Then,
Now he sells everything under the sun on television.
Well, impressive.
You know, there's also, everybody's familiar with the Elf on the Shelf. Well, there's also the Snoop on the Stoop. That is available in stores everywhere during the Christmas.
I had not heard of that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's great.
He's everywhere. And now he's apparently narrating.
Steve, don't get thrown out.
Yes, Dan Ball?
Who's got a better business profile for somebody who you wouldn't expect, Shaq or Snoop Dogg?
Snoop. Because Shaq, I would expect it more. He has been kind of more...
Those are good ones, though.
...clean and straight and narrow so that he has made it in the business and marketing world.
But he's worth billions.
Oh, I know. No. He owns everything. He's in every commercial. If you eat pizza, you're paying Shaq. If you buy shoes, you're paying Shaq. You do anything, you're paying Shaq. Terp. What's up?
What's up, guys?
Terp, what's up, brother?
How are we?
I'm good.
We filling in for Arcan tonight?
We are. Yeah,
is he ill?
Yes.
Lesson learned, Arcan.
Tested for strep, apparently.
Well, he was saying
he did not look good Sunday when we worked.
Well,
because
he went to the Great Wolf Lodge, which
is
fun and awesome. But when you get around that many kids indoors.
I told him, I said, all the chlorine they put in the water is not going to keep you safe, buddy.
Yep. But he did rave about the time he had. He was bragging about, like, blocking kids in the basketball pool. Oh, yeah, he was
That's
going,
our guy.
Absolutely.
Pretty sure they got a wave pool.
Oh, they have everything.
Yeah. It's like place is pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's a huge indoor water park. He was happy that they had a bar in the middle, that he was able to grab drinks with the other dads.
I don't remember that part. But that's
well, you good. Would if you went now, because I know you. So what do you guys got tonight? You got 4 hours, right?
I got 4 hours, yeah.
6 to 10?
Plenty of Patriots. Okay. Big game this weekend, if you haven't heard. Some Celtics. Jaylen Brown, your boy, playing like an MVP, but not necessarily getting the credit he may deserve.
Best two-way player in the NBA, I heard.
Yeah, I mean, he's certainly up there, and he has been for a little while. I just don't know if people necessarily want to have that conversation.
And it was good theater this week that he had talked on one of the podcasts or something about the measuring stick, or one of the two-way guys was Kawhi. And then conveniently, he reaches out to Joe and he's like, I want Kawhi tonight. Then he conveniently goes out and not only defends Kawhi, but scores 50 points in a big win, which Brian Scalabrine said was the best offensive performance he's ever seen in his life.
Wow.
That was one
most
of the
most efficient ever.
You know what? Because a lot of the times when you see guys have like 50 points, they're shooting 9 of 12 from 3 or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
It wasn't like that with him. It all came within the game. It was all the mid-range thing is just incredible. Like at this point,
I love it.
Thought the percentage would have dropped, and it just hasn't.
The elbow jumper for JB is the prettiest shot in basketball right now. He comes off that screen and just elevates and just...
Just so sweet.
I don't know.
Maybe JB can shoot one in front of you one day, and then Bo Jackson can catch the rebound.
Now, my one criticism
and
with JB...
And James Devlin can give you the assist.
Knock me over.
While Mason Miller then takes the basketball and throws it at him.
Is the one-arm sleeve thing... Is there any reason behind that, or is that strictly fashion?
That's just a fashion.
I hate it.
You don't like that?
No. Like, what? I don't... No.
Not a shooting sleeve guy?
Real quick, got to ask this question.
Yes.
Does the season that JB is having... Does it change the way he wants to play the game, the way he thinks of himself, and that him and JT can never coexist anymore like they used to because JB sees himself as a different player now?
Not at all, because I think he's always felt, he's always viewed himself like this. Now he's just validating it to everyone else. He's always viewed himself like that he can do this.
But is he going to want to go back to scoring 22 a night while Tatum takes the final shot?
If it results to winning, I don't think he really cares. Mm-hmm. I mean, that story told him on his stream a couple weeks ago. I think it was Tracy McGrady, I think it was.
Yes,
that and he was saying
stay
how
there,
he
yeah.
convinced him to stay, like just prioritize winning. And Jaylen was talking about how much he took that to heart, and it seemed genuine. It seemed
that's
like something
easier to say on a rant than it is when Tatum misses a shot and you're like, I would have made that shot. We lose two in a row.
But to be fair, we all think that's how he'll act and react.
That's
but
right.
He never really has.
You're right. That's us projecting what we think on him. But it's going to be fun. The Celtics are fun. Stick around. 6 to 10, we got Terp, we got Mego, we got John Lyons talking Drake May MVP, talking Patriots Chargers, JB MVP. How many MVP candidates can one town have? We're going to find out here in Boston. We'll be back tomorrow for a Wednesday. Adam Schefter, 3:45. We'll talk Patriots. We're going to continue to build up to this massive football game. Look at one specific area each day of the Chargers. All that and more. 2 to 6 tomorrow. Talk to you then. See ya. Thanks for the listening.
While you're down there, would you mind me?
Wow. Wow.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.